Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A happy Friday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. Another great show for you guys today as we're closing out the week strong. We got an epic college basketball slate tomorrow, including number one Auburn and against number two Alabama. We're going to get into that later on in the show. We're going to continue our MLB previews as we go from the NL West to the NL Central. Today we look at the Cincinnati Reds. Also, we got NBA All-Star Weekend kicking off tonight. We got the All-Star Game on Sunday. We're going to talk about that. Shane Jackson going to join us here in a moment. Going to get his thoughts on that as well as Major League Baseball. We're going to have Matt Horner join us later on in the show as well. A lot to get to today. As always, any questions, any comments, best bets that you guys have for us, make sure you follow us at the BetMGM Network. You can check us out on Twitch, on YouTube, on X as well. Send in your questions to us over the next 30 minutes. And if you miss any part of the show today, you also can check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get this thing rolling on a Friday. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line and check in with Shane Jackson, who joins us, web content writer for BetMGM. Make sure you guys give Shane a follow on X at SJacksonMGM. Shane, great having you back on the show, man. Want to talk some NBA futures with you, some MLB as well. But let's talk about NBA All-Star Weekend. We got things kicking off tonight out in the Bay Area. Any bets for you in the All-Star Game? Any of these fun skills competitions that we have? Anything that you're doing there?
Yeah, I actually like two different bets from a betting perspective. The first being the dunk contest. I'm interested in fading Mac McClung as a minus 210 favorite. If he does win this weekend, he joins Nate Robinson as the only three-time winner in the dunk contest history, something I'm not sure the NBA wants considering he's a G League player. McClung said the other night that he's done with the dunk contest, win or lose, because he's running out of ideas. And I think that opens the door for new blood, and I like both rookies in this event. Matas Buzelis for the Chicago Bulls, he competed in a dunk contest in the McDonald's All-American game, and he posted a perfect score in his first dunk or first round in the dunk contest of that game. And then there's Stephon Castle with the San Antonio Spurs. He gets the benefit of maybe doing a dunk with Victor Wembanyama, which will be a real crowd pleaser. So I could go either way of those two. I went with Buzelis, but I think you could just take the longest odds of both as a fade McClung kind of parlay, taking the field against McClung. As for the All-Star game, I really like the MVP market. I'm targeting a player on the team Shaq since they have a more favorable first-round opponent. And I'm taking Jason Tatum at 18-1. Tatum won the MVP in 2023, scoring 55 points. And he's kind of been disrespected in the past year, not getting the Eastern Conference Finals MVP, not getting the NBA Finals MVP. His Olympic role was reduced. So I wouldn't be surprised if on an older team, you know, the 26-year-old Jason Tatum is more equipped to deal with multiple games and he's motivated to win this award.
All right, very good. A lot of good stuff there. Again, NBA All-Star Weekend kicks off tonight. Shane, we had you on the show last Monday, and we were reacting to the Luka and Anthony Davis trade. We've seen Luka in a couple games with the Lakers so far. Now that you've kind of seen Luka play with LeBron, obviously the landscape of the Western Conference, do you feel like the Lakers are a legit contender in the West?
Yes and no. I think the first two games with Luka dealing with his minutes restriction against the Utah Jazz showed both the upside and the downside of the Los Angeles Lakers. Upside-wise, I mean, they're one of the best offenses in the league, and I think you're going to be one of the best passing teams we've ever seen with Luka and LeBron. And those are two of the best playoff performers, so you do have to give them the benefit of the doubt. However, I think that second game against the Jazz showed the downside, especially on the defensive end, not having DFS, Gabe Vincent, Jackson Hayes dealing with an early injury. There's just a lot of things that show how vulnerable this team can be on the defensive side of the ball that I think a lot of things had to break right for them to make a deep run. So I would view them more as a second-tier contender, kind of similar to the New York Knicks in the sense that, like, yes, they're a very good team. They're going to be a lot of fun. I'm just not sure if I would put them on the Celtics or the Cavaliers or the Thunder inner circle of contenders.
Yeah, the Thunder's still the heavy favorite in the Western Conference. The Boston Celtics, who you bring up, Shane, they are the heavy favorites in the Eastern Conference. Still Boston for you? I know they've gone through a little bit of a rough slide here in the last month or so, but you still see them as the team to beat in the Eastern Conference?
Yeah, I think them having minus 115 odds to make the playoffs at BetMGM tells us something. I mean, the Thunder don't even have minus odds to win the West, and they're the better team. So, I do think the Celtics are still the team to beat. I do think they will have to sweat a little bit more than they did last year because the Cavaliers are a real challenger. But other than that, I'm not sure. So I'm probably not interested in betting anyone other than the Boston Celtics out of the East. If you could do some more NBA Finals parlays, that's something I'd be interested in.
What about any NBA award markets that you like, right? It looks like SGA is going to win MVP. Kenny Atkinson probably going to win Coach of the Year. Rookie of the Year, Most Improved. Some more competitive markets, anything maybe you think where there's good value?
Yeah, the market I'm really interested in coming out of the All-Star break is the Sixth Man of the Year award. This is mostly biased because I did pet Peyton Pritchard 100-1 in the summer, and now I'm looking more for a potential hedge opportunity. Pritchard right now averaging around 14 points per game off the bench for the Boston Celtics, but that scoring has dropped to 11 points per game over the last 20 games. DeAndre Hunter now is with the Cleveland Cavaliers after being traded from the Atlanta Hawks, and he's averaging closer to 19 points per game off the bench. And he scored 18 in his second game for the Cavaliers as a reserve. And why that's all important is because this is really an award that goes to a bucket getter on a really good team. Over the last 15 seasons, the Sixth Man of the Year award has gone to a player who's averaged 17.5 points per game on a team that's averaged 52 wins that season. So essentially, you're looking for a bucket getter on one of the best teams in the league. Hunter checks both boxes now that he's a member of the best team in the East. And I think it's only a matter of time before he becomes the favorite. And the only real downside to him is that he's, you know, there's an injury risk. He has to stay healthy. He can't afford to miss many more games down the stretch. But I think it's going to be Hunter's award to lose before it's too late.
I like it, man. 100-1 ticket on Pritchard, Shane. That's pretty awesome, man. Hopefully that comes through for you. Great insight on the NBA. Definitely want to get some of your thoughts on Major League Baseball as well. We had pitchers and catchers report this week. Shane, we've been doing our MLB previews here on the show. We looked at a bunch of teams in the NL West. It's going to be a really good division yet again. Obviously, the Dodgers, heavy favorites to win the World Series. Padres are going to be good. I'm really high on the Arizona Diamondbacks this year. What are your thoughts on the NL West, and how many teams do you see making the playoffs out of that division this year?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed your NL West previews this week, and like you, I'm high on the Arizona Diamondbacks, and obviously you have to give the Los Angeles Dodgers the division there. So I think those two teams make it out of the NL West in the playoffs. This is more of a fade on the Padres than anything else. When I started my own MLB team previews, under 89.5 wins was the first bet I made for the Padres win total. This team really was, you know, put it all together in the second half of the season. They were one of the best teams in baseball, maybe a World Series contender if they hadn't lost to the Dodgers in the NLDS. But they did a lot of their success after the break. When they put together that elite bullpen at the trade deadline, people forget that this team was more of a 500 team that first half of the season, and now they've lost more than they've added this offseason. So I'm probably out on the Padres this year and would be looking to fade them even at their current win total. And then you just look around and do the math around the National League. I mean, three NL East teams, they got all better. And if you get another NL Central team, I mean, just the math for the playoff spots becomes a lot more difficult in that sense. But I'm high on the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks coming out of the NL West.
I'm with you. Yeah, man, the National League. I mean, again, the East, right, with now the Mets having Soto, the Phillies, the Braves. I expect the Nationals to kind of be maybe knocking in on the playoffs a little bit. It's going to be a really good NL this upcoming year. Looking at the American League, obviously the big news, Shane, that we had a couple days ago, Alex Bregman going to the Boston Red Sox. They made some big moves this offseason. Obviously, the trade of Garrett Crochet. Their lineup looks really good now. What do you make of Boston, and how do you think Bregman's going to fit into that lineup?
Yeah, that Bregman signing really capped what I think was a brilliant offseason for the Boston Red Sox. Their win total moved up one game. Nothing else really moved at BetMGM. But that's because most of their upside was already baked in. On the first day of the offseason, I bet 40-1 on the Red Sox to win the World Series because I expected this team to be aggressive in the offseason with a young team that was on the rise. And so they're even at 25-1. I don't hate their upside in a wide-open American League. But now I still think this is a playoff team. But rather than bet the -125 odds on them to make the postseason, I'd rather bet Alex Cora to win AL Manager of the Year at 7-1. And the math is pretty simple on this one. Since 2012, the last 26 Manager of the Year winners have made the postseason. So making the playoffs is requirement number one. Of those 26, 22 didn't make the playoffs the previous year. So really you have to come almost out of nowhere or unexpectedly. And the Red Sox fit the bill. You could also say the Mariners, the Rangers, and the Twins. Of all those four teams, Boston has the best playoff odds of the bunch. So I think Cora, 7-1 to win Manager of the Year, is the best way to bet on the Red Sox at this point.
I like it. Good angle there on the Boston Red Sox, who, they're certainly going to be an intriguing team in that American League. He's Shane Jackson. Make sure you guys give him a follow on X at SJacksonMGM. He's a web content writer for BetMGM. A lot of great stuff from Shane. Shane, appreciate the time, man. We'll talk to you again next Friday. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Let's continue with our MLB previews here on Send It In as we're going to start looking at the NL Central. And today we start with the Cincinnati Reds, who I'm going to be honest with you guys, doing research on the Reds. Terry Francona coming back out of retirement to manage the Reds, which is a big deal because Tito, one of the best managers in all of baseball, was awesome, obviously, for the Red Sox, helped them break the curse in Boston, was great for the Guardians, helped get them to a World Series. Reds are a team with a lot of young talent, and having a guy like Terry Francona in that clubhouse should be really, really good for that team, especially for a division that's going to be wide open yet again this season. I look at the Reds, and they have a superstar starting pitcher and a potential superstar everyday player. That's Hunter Green, and that's Ellie De La Cruz. And those are going to be the two guys that need to lead the way this year for Cincinnati if they want to win this division or if they want to make the playoffs in the National League. And that's really how I would attack this Reds team. You know, they're relying on, again, a lot of their up-and-coming players, a lot of players that probably the casual person hasn't heard of. They're going to need to have good seasons, but really, Ellie's going to need to stay healthy. Hunter Green's going to need to stay healthy. And I really like the upside of both of these guys in the future markets. You look at Hunter Green, you're talking about a guy that was in NL Cy Young conversation last year. He's a guy that usually goes on the injury, the disabled list, the injury stint during the season. So hopefully we can avoid that, because if we do, he's got nasty strikeout stuff and he's going to be among the league leaders in the National League in strikeouts, in ERA as well, especially playing in one of the best hitters ballparks in all of baseball. So I like Hunter Green, his price, NL Cy Young at 20-1. And then I love the upside of Ellie De La Cruz as well at 20-1. If Ellie can become more consistent as a hitter, batting average and home runs, I mean, the speed is ridiculous, right? With the new rules that we have in Major League Baseball now, and with guys being able to steal 60, 70 stolen bases, Ellie's one of the fastest players in baseball. So if he can have a higher batting average and he can get himself on base more and he can stay healthy, he's looking easy at a 60 stolen base season. And that's the kind of guy that I'm looking at to win MVP, right? Like, certainly it could be guys like Judge or Otani that just hit like 50, 55, 60 bombs. But I want to target in on the guys that I think can have 30 home runs and the guys that could have like 60 stolen bases and just do a little bit of everything. That's the potential of Ellie De La Cruz. So I like him at 20-1 as well. And then I was just mentioning Terry Francona. I love Shane's angle. If you like the Red Sox, maybe look at Alex Cora to win Manager of the Year. I think it applies with the Reds too. If you like Cincinnati, I would bet Terry Francona to win Manager of the Year at +400. He's one of the best managers in baseball. baseball. This was a Reds team that when Ellie got called up 2 years ago, they took off and nearly won the division and made the playoffs. Last year had a lot of expectations. A lot of people liked them. They were kind of the trendy pick in the NL Central. Didn't end up making the playoffs. Had a disappointing season. You see this all the time in baseball. Team kind of comes out of nowhere. Then they're hyped up and everybody loves them coming into the next season. They don't do anything. And then it's that next year when everybody kind of gets off that team. That's when they tend to play pretty well. So I kind of am in on the upside of the Reds this year. I don't love any of their prices like to win the division, or I wouldn't go over the win total. I would just go big with Cincinnati. Like, if you like the Reds, look at Hunter Green, Cy Young. Look at Ellie De La Cruz, MVP. And look at Terry Francona to win manager of the year as well at plus 400. So I think those three guys, if you're a believer in Cincinnati, if you think the Reds are going to look like the team that we saw in the second half of the season 2 years ago when Ellie De La Cruz got called up, those are the guys that I would look at. Hunter Green for Cy Young, Ellie De La Cruz, MVP, both at 20-1, and then Terry Francona, manager of the year at plus 400 as well. All right, let's talk some NBA, you guys. We got All-Star Weekend kicking things off tonight out in the Bay Area, and a lot of different ways to bet all of these different markets. We'll start with the All-Star Game itself coming up on Sunday. And this year, they're doing the All-Star Game a little different. They've broken it up into four teams. Team Shaq, Team Chuck, Team Kenny, Team Candace. As Shane was mentioning, he likes Team Shaq. Or he likes Jason Tatum to win All-Star MVP because Team Shaq has the easier matchup. The team that I like personally is I like Team Kenny, and I like their value at plus 450. They don't have as many top-end stars as Team Shaq or Team Chuck does, but what I like about their team is I feel like they have either a lot of guys that just try hard, like can't turn the motor off, don't know when it's time to just like, oh, it's an exhibition, so I'm going to take it easy all of a sudden. They don't really have a lot of those players. And I also like that they have a lot of either first or second time All-Stars as well that won't just be happy to be there, but will also be trying to put on a show and make a name for themselves and show that, you know what, they weren't just a charity pick, or that this isn't just like a one-off, that they're going to be back for multiple years. They have Anthony Edwards leading the way, who, again, like you talk about a tryhard, that's all Ant-Man is. Jalen Brunson, I think he's going to play well. Jaren Jackson Jr., one of the better defenders in the NBA. Jalen Williams out of OKC. Then you got a couple of the Cleveland guys, Darius Garland and Evan Mobley, and Cade Cunningham right now, who's the favorite to win most improved out of Detroit. He's having a great season. The Pistons are having a great season too. So, you know, like Team Shaq has LeBron and Steph and Kevin Durant, and Team Chuck, he took all the big man. He's got Jokic and he's got Wemby. Like, those other teams have some big high profile names. They got MVP winners, NBA champions, all these guys. I like Team Kenny because I don't feel like a lot of people are going to bet them because they don't have the star power some of these other teams, but I think they're going to try and I think they're going to play really well together. So I like them at plus 450. And my All-Star Game MVP is going to be Anthony Edwards leading the way at 11-1. As for the three-point contest, we got some good names in this thing. Damian Lillard, Darius Garland, Buddy Hield, Tyler Hero, Norman Powell, Jalen Brunson, Cade Cunningham, some pretty good shooters. I'm looking at Buddy Hield at plus 500. I feel like Buddy's shot is tailor-made for the three-point contest because he really doesn't have too much energy. He doesn't get like crazy high off the ground. It's just pretty effortless. And obviously, that's a big part of the three-point contest is you're getting up so many shots in a minute. And if you make it far enough, you're going to do it about three times. So you want guys that are going to have enough stamina towards the end, enough guys that aren't going to just run out of gas towards the end of the three-point shootout. I think Buddy Hield's a good fit for the three-point contest, so I like his number at plus 500. And then for the Rising Stars competition, I'm going to go with Team Chris Mullin at plus 220. Stephon Castle, Zach Edey, Dalton Connect. We got Jalen Wells out of Memphis as well. I like their team. I like this mix that they got of rookies, and I think they're going to win it. I honestly think they should be the favorite. I'm surprised that Team Mitch is. So I'm going with Team Chris Mullin at plus 220 for the Rising Stars competition. All right, let's talk some college basketball. We got an awesome slate tomorrow, including number one Auburn against number two Alabama. We'll get into that game a little bit. But talking Friday night hoops, B-Mills, I see your question in the chat. Hey, PJ, happy Friday. How about the under 138.5 in the UCLA-Indiana game tonight? Think it's going to be a slugfest. Didn't touch the total tonight, B-Mills. If I had to make a play, I would tend to agree with you. I would think this would more so be a lower scoring game would go under than we would see a higher scoring game. So I think that would probably be the side if I had to pick the total. But I just like UCLA in the game. I like the Bruins -1.5 against Indiana. I like backing these teams that are playing that second game of their road trip in the Big Ten. So UCLA played Illinois on Wednesday. They've been hanging around. On Tuesday, they've been hanging around the Midwest, and now they get to play Indiana on Friday. You got the Hoosiers coming off a big road win against Michigan State, maybe a little bit higher in the market, overrated than what they should be. I just think UCLA, honestly, is the better team. I think they're playing really well right now, so I'll take the Bruins -1.5 on the road tonight against the Hoosiers. Then starting on Saturday, we got Arkansas and Texas A&M kicking things off in SEC play. I'm starting to see the total in this game drop at about 138.5. I like the under in this game. You're talking about two of the worst three-point shooting teams in the SEC, in Texas A&M and Arkansas. So I expect this game to be quite the slugfest. Both of these teams are defensive-minded. That's what they rely on. I think we're going to see a lot of two-point makes in this game as opposed to a lot of three-point shots. So I'll go under 138.5 between Arkansas and Texas A&M. Really good game out of the Big Ten tomorrow between number 16 Wisconsin and number 7 Purdue. Boilermakers about a 5.5-point favorite in this game. That line feels about right. It feels like a line that's going to come down to the wire with free throws, maybe a backdoor cover three-pointer at the end. I just like Purdue as a parlay piece, money line parlay. I think you can throw them in -230 with some other play on Saturday's slate, but Purdue's so tough to beat at Mackey Arena, as we know. Wisconsin's having a really good year. They've been a good road team on the Big Ten, in the Big Ten this season. I just can't bet against Purdue at home. Again, 5.5, that feels about like the right number. So I'll just take Purdue on the money line, throw them in a parlay with another game that we got coming up on this Saturday slate. One of the games of tomorrow is going to be number 6 Houston taking on number 13 Arizona. This is going to be a good one. Houston, it's looking like, is going to be about a 1.5-point favorite on the road tomorrow in Tucson. And I'm going to roll with Houston to pull out a tough road win. Both of these teams, the two best teams in the Big 12 right now, both are playing awesome. But this is what Houston is built for. They're built to go on the road in tough environments because of their defense. We all know that defense travels. Arizona has also been a good defensive team this year. Their offense has not been what we usually see out of a Tommy Lloyd Arizona team. And Arizona relies so much on Caleb Love. And Caleb Love is either awesome or he's either terrible. And I feel like going up against this Houston defense, we're going to get more so the downside of Caleb Love. So I like Houston to escape a close one in Tucson tomorrow against Arizona. Then we got the game of the year so far in college hoops. Number 1, Auburn at number 2, Alabama. Right now, Bama, a small favorite, -1.5 with a total of 172.5. Really high total and a tight point spread. So honestly, guys, the best way to bet this game, because a lot of us are just going to be on the couch or we're going to be at a bar watching this game with a phone in our hands, is to live bet the game. When you got a total that's this high and a spread that's this small, you're going to get a lot of runs in this game. You're going to get 9-0, 11-1, 13-2. There's going to be a lot of spurts from both sides. So you're probably going to get like a 6.5 with one of these teams or an 8.5 with one of these teams. And I think that is the way to bet the game. If you had to have me pick a winner, though, I would take Auburn. I think they're the best team in the SEC. I think they're the best team in the country. And I get it. Alabama looks great, and they're on a big winning streak, but they shot the ball 60% against Texas. They haven't shot the ball like that all year. They're usually like a 35% three-point shooting team against Auburn. I think if they shoot their normal game, it's probably not going to be good enough against the Tigers. Auburn's the better defensive team, and they're the better offensive team as well, even though we're getting the two best offenses in college basketball. So I like Auburn in a close one, but live betting the game, probably the way that I would go in that one tomorrow. Then we got the Egg Bowl as well between number 22, Mississippi State, and number 19, Ole Miss. Probably looking like Ole Miss is going to be about a 6.5-point favorite. I think if that's the case, I would look at Mississippi State in the game. I think Ole Miss probably wins, but I think it's too many points. I think Mississippi State keeps it close. These games between these two teams usually always come down to the wire. Their first meeting in Starkville a couple weeks ago went to overtime, so I wouldn't be surprised if this game is close as well. Maybe look at an over as well in this game, as long as it's anything that's like not over 150, which I don't think it will be. It's probably going to be in like the 142, 144 kind of range. I would look over. These games tend to be higher scoring when these two teams match up. Then we got number 11, Michigan State on the road, taking on Illinois. Illini 5.5-point favorite in this game. I was talking about parlaying Purdue. I think parlaying Purdue and Illinois tomorrow is the way to go. Get that plus money. Both teams, -5.5, -230 on the money line. I think a Purdue-Illinois money line parlay is a great bet. I think this Michigan State team is vastly overrated. They haven't really played anybody yet, Big Ten play. Now their schedule's starting to catch up with them, and we're starting to see them suffer some losses. Illinois starting to get healthy. They're playing a lot better, and I think they take care of business tomorrow. So I like Illinois to cover the spread, but if you just want to play it safer, parlay them with Purdue, I think that's a good bet as well. And then number 15, Kentucky taking on Texas tomorrow. I would expect Texas to be a small favorite in the game. I would wait to see the injury report in this game because there's a good chance that Kentucky is without both of their point guards. Lamont Butler got injured in the second half against Tennessee. Jackson Robinson didn't play against Tennessee. So just make sure that both one of those guys at least are playing against Texas. If they do, I probably like Kentucky in the game because my fear with Texas when they go up against these high-powered offensive teams is they're just not going to be able to hang with them. We saw that when they played Bama, and I worry about that when they go up against Kentucky. Even though Kentucky's defense isn't good, they can really score, and I just don't know if Texas is going to have the firepower to hang with Kentucky. So as long as either Butler or Jackson Robinson plays, I like Kentucky tomorrow against Texas. All right, let's check in with Matt Horner. Join us in the Lions' Den. Give Matt a follow on X at @sharp_side_BetMGM network writer. And Matt, I know it's a quiet sports slate tonight. Anything that you like?
Yeah, you actually talked about one of them there. UCLA -1.5, or if you want to take them on the money line tonight against Indiana. Classic bounce back spot here for UCLA off of that loss to Illinois. And a classic fade spot for Indiana off of that huge upset win they had against Michigan State. I remember last time I was on here, I gave Indiana +11.5, and I said maybe they could win outright, but I wasn't too sure about it. Well, they won the game outright, shockingly. But this is a classic fade spot for them after that huge win. And then another game that's kind of off the radar tonight in college basketball, Siena. -2 tonight against Marist. Marist is 16-5 this season, and they're an underdog against Siena, who is 11-13. I think a lot of people will be wanting to back the team that's 16-5, getting the points against the team that's 11-13. I think there's a reason they're favorites. So give me Siena here at -2 against Marist. And other than that, really not much going for me.
There you go. Yeah, I like the UCLA pick as well against Indiana. Great call with the Hoosiers against Michigan State earlier in the week. Matt, what about NBA All-Star Weekend? Anything that you're betting there?
I don't put much into the All-Star game, honestly. Like, these, do we really know how much these guys are really going to be trying? I don't know. Just any of these All-Star games for any of these sports, I don't love putting tons of money on it, honestly. I can tell you some stats here. 75% of the bets are on Team Shaq against Team Candace, so everybody think it's going to be a total blowout. And then if you look at these totals right now, 73.5 is the total for that game. 86% of the bets are on the over. This year, you just get to 40 points and the game's over. Whoever gets to 40 points is the winner of the game. Yet everybody seems to love the over, yet it's -120 to the under. I think there's a reason for that. So maybe taking the under there in an All-Star game, people are so used to taking overs because there's just never any defense played and it's just constant dunks and 3 points and everything like that. Maybe look at an under there. I did sprinkle Norman Powell +600 in the 3-point contest. Three-point contest, I like taking guys who have a hot hand. So last game, Norman Powell, 41 points to close out the season, shot 50% from three, and I think he can continue that. So I sprinkled him a little bit at 6-1. And then my guy, Matas Buzelis from the Bulls, it's pretty much just a homer play. Team Mitch in the Rising Stars game for Matas.
All right, very good. Matt, in about 30 seconds, great college hoop slate tomorrow. Any plays that you like? Give us a couple that you're eyeing tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I'll be real quick here. Texas on the money line. I know you were just talking about that. I like Texas. All I got to do is look at this number and see a team that's lost three straight games as a favorite against number 15 in the country. Give me Texas all day. I'll take number 2, Alabama, because they are a favorite against the number 1 team in the nation. Everybody's going to want to bet number 1. No thanks. I'll take Alabama. Georgia, +1.5. Bulldogs have lost three straight games as well, going up against number 21, Missouri. Give me Georgia all day. And Illinois on the money line. Combine that with Texas. Love that parlay.
All right, there you go. A lot of good stuff. Matt Horner, as always, joining us. Make sure you guys follow Matt on X at @sharp_side_ BetMGM Network writer. Appreciate you, Matt.
Sure, same thing.
All right, guys. Promo from our friends at BetMGM. This weekend, return to Sunday's bets, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern with Pat Boyle and Sean Marash. Then from noon to 4 p.m. Eastern, myself and Denton Day take you inside the betting lines, keeping you ahead of live action as games unfold. And then Bet Nation Live from Dallas, 4 to 8 p.m. Eastern time, Eric Chiafalo and Zach Wolchuk. All right, guys, I got about 15 seconds. We'll go rapid fire on our best plays of the day. We've pretty much gone over all these. Anthony Edwards to win All-Star Game MVP, 11-1, is going to be our prop lock. Team Chris to win Rising Star Challenge, +220, is going to be our dog of the day. Give me UCLA tonight, -1.5 against Indiana. Those are going to be our favorite plays of the day. Thanks again to Shane Jackson, Matt Horner for joining us. Hope you guys have a great week, and I'll see you for some more Send It In on Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.